Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
And good evening to you. Yes, Gavin Stewart sitting here at 11 o'clock at night. Well, just past 11 o'clock. Thank you so much indeed for joining me on Sid Valley Radio. It is the 28th of July, and we've got some great music lined up for you this evening. And we start off musical birthdays as per always. And Rudy Valley, born 1901. As time goes by, this takes you back.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension, with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory, so we must get down to earth at times. Relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such, they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
As time goes by, Rudy Valley, born today, 1901, our next musical birthday. The gentleman was born in 1938, and I expect he had plenty of change in his pocket because they had to make a phone call and press button A when they were connected. With Dr. Hoot, The Medicine Show, and Sylvia's mother.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy. Too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's
when the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, as they were known originally, way back in the early 70s, and that was Sylvia's mother. Oh my goodness me, tears running down my cheek. Peter Doyle, 1949, he was born, he's an Australian, and he was with the New Seekers.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with. The world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. That's the song I hear. Like the loudest. Sing today.
Pleasure seekers want to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, and why not? Might as well be and do something good. And yeah, welcome along. It is me, Gavin Stewart, here through until midnight. And I had quite a hectic day, really, because I was meant to just go out for a leisurely cup of coffee this morning and then pop along to the hospital this afternoon to have a blood test done. But it all changed. I got a phone call this morning. Could I do the blood test this morning at either 9 o'clock or 12 o'clock? There were the two times that were available. So I had to be there for 9 o'clock to the hospital in Axminster. Went duly reported, had my blood done, came back, had to quickly get ready and then go out and have coffee and meet my friends. Yes, Barbara, Nicole and Renata. And it was lovely. Yeah, the forecast rain roughly about 11 o'clock-ish. But no, sun came out and it was very warm. It was lovely. Now, back to our birthdays. Who have we got next? Simon Kirk. Well, I was at school with David Kirk, but that was in Edinburgh. This Simon Kirk, well, he was born in London and he played drums with Bad Company.
Till the day I die.
Bad Company. And the song was called Bad Company as well. Brilliant. That was celebrating the birthday of Simon Kirk. Our next musical birthday is for a gentleman, Steve Peregrine Took. And he played with Tyrannosaurus Rex, who later became T-Rex. But originally known as Tyrannosaurus Rex. And then, whether it was their decision, the record company or whoever, they decided just to call themselves T-Rex. Now, our last musical birthday young lady. She was born 1995, and she's been on social media a fair amount earlier on this year, and she plays the organ, classical organist, she's described as. She was musical director at Pembroke College in Cambridge, but she, I think, has now left there and turning herself to other things. So here she is, playing a number called Angels, Angels, Anna Latwood. Lovely lady. Plenty of videos on YouTube and other social platforms that you can look her up. Wonderful. Here she is. Anna Latwood celebrating her birthday today, and I bet Robbie Williams never thought he'd hear Angels played on a big pipe organ. But wonderful musician she is. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, she was our last musical birthday for tonight. Here's the Four Pennies and Juliet. Thank you. four pennies. Yes, fourpence worth. From them, that was Juliet. Now, how about looking at tomorrow's front pages? Should we? I think we should, because what's the time? Oh, we're about 30 seconds before 11:30. So, yes, let's play the intro music and we'll look at the papers for the 29th of July. The intro music for looking at tomorrow's papers, as I say, the 29th of July. My goodness, nearly the 1st of August. Now, the Times, that's where we start with tonight, and the BMA risking lives by refusing to let striking doctors work. Next goal for the Lionesses is more honours. And a picture of them standing out outside number 10 Downing Street. Trump, cut tax to beat Farage, is his advice. The Daily Mail. Trump tells Starmer how to see off Farage. It ain't rocket science. Cut taxes, ruinous immigration. One problem, the Labour leader is a world expert in doing the exact opposite. The Guardian. Trump urges Israel to let food aid into Gaza to tackle real starvation. Picture of the lionesses outside number 10. Again, the Daily Express. Trump's pretty simple advice for PM. Lower taxes, stop crime, cut illegal migration and protect farmers. We'll see what happens. The Mirror. Again, the picture of the lionesses outside number 10. In honour of Barney and Grace, for my brother. Siblings' bravery amid the unimaginable pain of graduation ceremonies for Nottingham victims. The Telegraph. Hang on a minute. Right. Trump, cut taxes and stop the boats. Drug that could halt spread of Alzheimer's. And Starmer prepares to unveil plan for recognising Palestinian state. The Eye Daily. You can't fake that starvation. Trump and UK send new Gaza warning to Israel. The Metro. It's come home again. A picture of the young ladies waving the trophy they won for the European Championships. And lastly, the Financial Times. EU markets reel as blocks big nations cast out on a Washington trade deal. Yes, he's meant to have done a trade deal with the EU with a 15% tariff. Trump acknowledges real starvation afflicting Gaza and promises more aid. And that is a look at tomorrow's papers. Here are the mamas and the papas. Monday, Monday. Ba-da, ba.
Monday. sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning,
Monday, Monday from the Mamas and the Papas. Of course, they had loads of hits, including California Dreaming. And this next one, poking fun at themselves, really. It was called Creek Alley.
Oh, disgusted. Agents can't be trusted. And then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it. She says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
Rent, but keeping out the heat.
Mamas and the Pampas and Creek Alley. Yes, poking fun at themselves and the early folk rock music groups and singers of the 60s. Moving on, how about Mary Wells and My Guy? Now, you might wonder when you have two good singers put together, they record a great song. One was Neil Diamond, the other was Barbra Streisand. And this is You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me late at night,
well, it's good
feeling all right. Well, it just
so natural to talk about forever. But used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry.
Well, I learned how to love and I learned how to lie.
So you think I could learn how to tell? Say you need me,
and you don't sing me love songs. You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Neil Diamond, along with Barbara Streisand, and You Don't Bring Me Flowers. How wonderful a song was that. Here's Olivia Newton-John and her version of the Leslie Duncan song, Love Song, taking us to looking at tomorrow's weather.
There's nothing more that we can do.
Olivia Newton-John and Love Song, written by Leslie Duncan.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for tomorrow, the 29th of July. Light rain and a moderate breeze. This is Sidmouth and probably most of East Devon as well. The rain starts at, according to the chart here, 6 o'clock in the morning and should clear away by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just in time for me to go to work. Wonderful. Anyway, sunrise tomorrow morning is at 5:35. Sunset tomorrow evening, 3 minutes past nine. Oh, Wednesday, no rain. Thursday, rain. My next day off. Oh, my goodness me. How unfair is that? Anyway, who shall we play next? How about Peter Gabriel? Sledgehammer? We've only got time for a couple more songs, unfortunately. Here he is, though.
Ah!
Gabriel and Sledgehammer. Wonderful. Is that not just wonderful? Let's have a look at what's happening on Sid Vine Radio tomorrow. Yes, Tuesday, 29th of July. We've got Bob at 9 o'clock in the morning. A repeat of my Sunday show, Swing Across Midday at 12 o'clock. We've got Story Cafe with Janet at 2 o'clock. We've got Stuart Priestley. Oh, stuttering there. Batteries Included at 4 o'clock. The Duke at 6. We've got Rocking Lee at 8. And don't forget, I shall be back tomorrow evening at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you all for listening. Here's the Pretenders taking us out this evening. Hymn to Her. Take care of yourselves. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Bye-bye for now.
Something is lost. Listen to you, and I want some more. I listen to you, and I want some more. She will always carry on. Something is lost, something is found. They will keep on speaking her name. Something's changed. It's lined with the things you don't show. Lay me beside you, down on the floor.